own everyday health. And today, I hope you'll stay with me for this hour. This is part one of a two-part series.
Health and Wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Today, what we're going to do is start with an overview of how water is used in your body and why it's so important. And then we're going to move on to some really serious issues about water and its state, the state of water quality, not just in the United States, but all across major industrialized countries. And I want you to understand that these problems are really pervasive and they have some serious health impacts. And I know that, like most people, if you've tuned in, you're probably wondering, well, if these problems are problems and I need to drink water, which kind of water should I drink? So that's why I entitled this show, Water, Water Everywhere, Which One Should I Drink? Because I want to help you understand the different kinds of filtration processes, the different kinds of waters, and what their strengths and weaknesses are. So I hope that you'll stick with me today, and let's just dive in and get started. This is going to be quite an information-packed hour, and I do want you to pay attention, because at the end of each break, I'm going to actually be giving away some booklets or a cookbook, depending on which order you are and the people who've called in to ask questions and comments. So I'll give you those numbers. If you're on the website, if you're listening via the internet and you're on the website, you can look over on the right hand side of your screen, and you can either type in a question or you can call in the number. So here we go. So I want you to understand that during these two shows that I'm going to do this week and then next week, like I said, we're going to start with how the body uses water and why we need water so desperately, why our bodies require it. And so that's where we want to get started, and then we'll move on to some of these other things. So please keep in mind that I don't sell any kind of water filtration systems or devices. I am simply an independent researcher. I'm just a physician who's really concerned about this. And so I simply want to share with you the information that I've been gathering over the past 7 or 8 years, because I think once you understand the role of water in your body, you're going to want to explore the best options for you and your family's needs when it comes to water. So let's get started here with your body and its need for water. Did you know that your body contains approximately 100 trillion cells? And that while all the cells in different parts of your body may look different, each of those cells have a few things in common. One of them is that they are all covered by a cell membrane that's made primarily of two things: a double layer of fat called the phospholipid bilayer, and some proteins that are embedded into that layer. And they are all dependent upon water to stay, and all of these 100 trillion cells are all dependent upon water to stay healthy and to run efficiently. In fact, all of those 100 trillion cells in your body are composed roughly of 70 to 90% water, depending on your age and the type of cell we're talking about. So, for instance, a baby would have considerably higher percentages of water in its tissues when compared with an elderly person. And as for different tissue types, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, and the blood contain the most water at about 85 to 88%, while your brain, your muscles, and your heart would ideally contain approximately 75% water, and your bones only about 22% water, which makes sense, right, because they're much more dense. And fat actually contains only about 10% water. So you may also not know this, that there are only two substances that your cells are designed to allow to flow freely into those 100 trillion cells. Those things are water and oxygen. Everything else is very tightly controlled by that cell membrane and those little embedded proteins that I talked to you about. They act like channels and pumps and regulators. And you may not know that approximately 80% of the population in every industrialized country in the world, and particularly in the United States, that 80% of the population is dehydrated. And you also may not know that your thirst is a poor way to monitor your body's need for water. In fact, it's been scientifically demonstrated that when your mouth is dry or you feel thirsty, that you are already at least mildly dehydrated. And that chronic dehydration is one of the factors in most chronic health issues. This includes things like chronic pain and headaches, backaches, muscle aches, as well as constipation and the whole host of putrefaction that happens to waste products as they sit too long in the colon, things like acid reflux and heart palpitations and high blood pressure or low blood pressure, depression, gout, insomnia, dry scaly skin, ulcers, wrinkles, delayed healing time, muscle twitching or cramping, and these are not even the big ones like autoimmune diseases including diabetes, arthritis, lupus, and big neuromuscular and central nervous system diseases like ALS and MS and Parkinson's and Huntington's and on and on and on and on and on. Now, you might be wondering how dehydration could actually play such a big role in these issues, and so I'm going to kind of lay that out for you here. It's partially due to the fact that everything that happens in your body is the result of an enzymatic action that starts a whole sequence of events that eventually results in movement of some kind in your body. So you can only imagine the sheer number of enzymes that are needed to make your body run effectively. And many of these enzymes are actually associated with specific proteins in your body. Now, about now you might be wondering, what in the world does that have to do with dehydration? But hang on, I'm about to tell you. You see, these proteins and enzymes that are essential to make your body run effectively, they only work efficiently in solutions that have a lower viscosity. In other words, solutions that are thin and flow easily and abundant. So this is true of all those receptors, those little embedded proteins in your cell membranes. In solutions that are thicker or have a higher viscosity, in other words, where the fluids become dehydrated and so it's lower, the proteins and enzymes become much less efficient. The obvious conclusion of this is that you can see that every bodily function you have is dependent upon water. Did you know that you can live for about 8 weeks without food, but less than 8 days without water? And since our body needs water to survive, and since more than 70% of our body is composed of water, doesn't it make sense that the higher the quality of the water that we consume would dictate the higher quality of cells in our body? But here is a problem. The one thing that we need the most, the one thing that we absolutely cannot live without, happens to be one of the most polluted substances on Earth. And I know that everyone's aware that in third world countries, the water is filled with all kinds of disease-carrying pathogens like viruses and bacteria and parasites and fungus. But you may not realize that even in some of the most sophisticated and industrialized countries in the world, the water quality isn't really much better. So now that I have laid out this kind of, you know, terrific need for water and a bit of a depressing statement about the absolute lack of quality in our water, I noticed that it is just about time here for a little break. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And as you know, we're talking about water today. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to start taking some of your questions and calls. So stay tuned. If you have a question that you want and you want to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. And so you can get all of your questions prepared. You can get, you know, your questions typed into the instant feedback box. And when we come back, I'll be talking a bit more about water quality or the lack of water quality throughout the world. And we'll also be talking about how that kind of lack of quality water is actually affecting health throughout the world. And then we'll start talking about some solutions. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hi, everybody. You're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and today we're talking about water. And during the break, Brian let me know, my wonderful engineer Brian, let me know that I have a caller on the line, and I noticed that we have quite a few questions in the instant feedback. So let's go ahead and take this live question.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Can you tell me what your question is?
Yes, Dr. Peggy. I feel that I have a good water system. I drink water all day. I feel I get the right amount for my body weight. But I still have dry mouth. I don't take any drugs, so that's not the issue. And then I've heard that maybe it's the salt and water ratio, you know, good salt, not table salt. So what's the solution? What am I doing wrong? What can I improve?
Well, can you tell me, first of all, I'd like for you to tell me what kind of water system you're using.
It is a, you mean the name of it, or?
Well, what type? You know, is it reverse osmosis? Is it distilled? Is it ionized?
No, none of those three. So it's a, yeah, it's not distilled. It's not ionized. It's a, comes from a machine that talks to me. You have, well, maybe it does say ionized water.
Yeah, that would probably be a water ionizer. So, one of the problems, and we're going to get to that in just a minute, you're going to be kind of surprised when we get to this, okay, is that it's not necessarily only the water that you're drinking, but other water that you're exposed to. And it can actually be a ratio of minerals in your body, that's a bit off. I'll get to this in greater detail as we get through this hour and maybe even into next week's show on water. But ionized water is often really high in calcium, and so you may need to be drinking something else. I do not recommend adding salt of any kind to water because those minerals are not actually bioavailable to your body. But things like coconut water and watermelon and green juices and things like that would have the kinds of minerals that you would need to help with this problem. But we'll get to it in a little more detail as we go along. Thanks so much for calling in, Linda. I want to remind everyone that either calls in or instant messages me, you'll all be entered into a drawing, and after each break, I'll be announcing the winner of whoever I drew during the commercial break out of the hat. So that number, again, to call in is 800-930-2819, and let's get back to our topic. So right before the break, I gave you this big outline of why you need water and what the symptoms of dehydration and how dehydration can lead to lots and lots of other health problems, and that you can live for about 8 weeks without food but for less than 8 days without water, and that even though that water is so important for us to consume, and it's the one thing we need the most, it happens to be one of the most polluted substances on Earth. And I want you to think about this, that each and every day, millions of Americans wake up every morning and turn on their faucets to get a glass of water, and they are completely aware that they are drinking high levels of things like jet fuel. And that millions of people in the UK wake up and turn their faucets on and find that toxic chemicals have purposefully been added to their water, and they're not alone. In St. Petersburg, Russia, Giardia counts are so high that the general population is warned not to drink tap water. And in Mexico, it's a common practice to have water and sewer lines run right next to each other, and so as those pipes age and begin to seep or even leak, cross-contamination occurs. And this situation is well known that most of the population of Mexico boils their water before drinking it. And in island and coastal paradises around the world, water quality is a huge problem because during rainy seasons, as those unprecedented amounts of rain fall all at once, whether it's through a natural big storm like a hurricane or just those seasonal high rains, what happens is that untreated sewage spills over into rivers and lakes and spreads contamination. And if that wasn't disgusting enough, it also spills over into already treated water, and virtually nothing is done about it. In fact, in the United States, this happens regularly in many states, and our former president mandated that as long as this untreated sewage stays below 25% of the total water supply, it's completely acceptable. I don't know about you, but I think that's outrageous. Also keep in mind that major cities throughout the world have aging water systems, and this is a huge problem in the U.S. and is due to the high cost of replacement, and because these replacement costs of the sewage and water system pipes are so expensive, they're pushed aside. And these aging water and sewer systems are not only leaking and cross-contaminating, like the description I mentioned in Mexico, but the pipes are corroding, leaching toxic minerals like lead from the when pipes are put together and soldered. Soldered with lead, so as that lead begins to break down, it's put into the water, and rusty iron into the water, and this is water that's on its way to your faucet from the city's treatment plant, so it's going directly into your home. And here are some rather alarming statistics. Because the U.S. doesn't keep accurate records of waterborne illnesses, we don't have particularly great data. So we can only go on reported numbers of cases and then extrapolate from there. But there are 900 reported deaths every year in the United States from drinking tainted tap water. And there are somewhere between 900,000 to 7 million people in the United States alone that get sick every single year from drinking tap water. In fact, most of those 24-hour viruses or flu symptoms that you might have had last year were actually the result of the bacteria, viruses, and parasites that are lurking in your tap water. And I got to tell you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You see, your tap water is really just a kind of a soup or a stew of those enteric bacteria and viruses, combined with lots of chemical byproducts from manufacturing and runoff from farming, which would include not just animal wastes, but natural and chemical fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides, plus our own household cleaning chemicals from laundry detergents to drain cleaners and oven cleaners and floor polishes, and our own personal care products like shower gel and shampoo and nail polish remover and cosmetics. And while all of these are simply terrible, there are still even more dangerous chemicals to be found in our so-called safe drinking water, because the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, regulates only 87 of the chemicals that are found in our tap water, but there are approximately 1,500 to 2,000 new chemical formulations developed every year, so thousands and thousands and thousands go completely unregulated. Those chemicals are dumped into our rivers, in our streams, our lakes, and our sewer systems every single day. Things like pharmaceutical drugs. In fact, in Texas, so all you Texans, listen up, it's been determined that every single fish that you can catch in a river or lake in Texas contains unsafe levels of Prozac. Prozac. And that is true in every major city in the U.S., and I feel certain it's not limited to just the United States. These things, we have found traces of synthetic hormones, chemotherapy drugs, antibiotics, and many more prescription drugs in the urine of every person tested in major cities all across the U.S., even if they've never taken those drugs. So, Linda, there's part of the problem. Is that even if you haven't taken those drugs, some of them can still be present in your tap water. And all the rest of you may be wondering, how in the world is this possible? How could these this be happening in our industrialized nations? And here are a couple of explanations that I really want to get through before we have to break for our next commercial break. So the first is that when someone takes a drug, it's processed in the liver, and then the liver sends the unused portions out as waste through feces and urine. And another is that when people are finished with the prescription, they'll either toss the remainder of that prescription into the trash, and that ends up in the landfills. And when the rain falls on the landfills, the drugs dissolve in the rain, and they become part of our aquifer and end up back in the rivers and lakes. And another explanation is that when someone's finished with the prescription, they flush the pills down the toilet, and they end up in the sewer system. And this household dumping is bad enough, but hospitals, nursing care facilities, and pharmaceutical manufacturing companies do it as well. And so you might be wondering, what in the world does all that have to do with your tap water? You may not realize that your tap water is in large part just captured and retreated sewer water that has some fresh water added to it, and then it's reused as tap water. Now, I know this is so gross when you understand it that it makes you never want to drink another glass of tap water again, right? But once again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You see, the very chemicals that are added to that recycled sewer water to clean and disinfect it are well-documented health hazards. Chlorine is a great example. When it comes into contact with decaying vegetation like algae, it forms known carcinogens that are called chlorinated hydrocarbons, and they've been linked to both bladder and rectal cancer. In addition, all that chlorine will absolutely destroy the vitamin C in your body, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because Brian's nudging me that it is time for a commercial break. And I want you to really pay attention to these commercials, because it's these sponsors that really help us stay on the air. And you will find really great offers and great companies in these commercials. So I ask you to hold on, hold tight. And during this commercial break, I will be drawing a name out of the hat for the first winner of a booklet called If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick? So I want to remind you, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Inside my car. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
Something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transform your life. Hi, you're back on the air with Dr. Peggy Parker and Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and today we're talking about water. And as I mentioned to you, all of the callers and all of the people who are sending instant feedback messages are all being entered into a little drawing, and at each commercial break, I'm drawing the name of someone. And so it appears that some of you early birds are actually getting the worm, so to speak, because Andrew Zonica from California sent in a question at 12 o'clock on the dot, and he asked, is distilled water beneficial to our health? And so I am actually going to get to that question, Andrew, and so you can know that you are the winner of If Bodies Heal Themselves, Why Am I Still Sick? So don't hesitate. Keep calling. Keep writing in your instant feedback questions, and those will actually all be entered into the hat for the next commercial. During the next commercial break, I'll do another drawing. So I understand that I have someone on the line that has a question.
Yes, hi, this is John from Miami.
Hi, John. What can I do for you?
I'm drinking 9.5 alkaline water, and I met somebody that has some cancer going on, and I've heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard that sometimes people with cancer, that you can actually have them drink a little bit of 11.5 water, you know, like 2 ounces or 4 ounces every couple of hours. Is that something that you might recommend, or do you have them just drink the 9.5 water?
Well, so not everybody on the show knows that I'm actually one of the world's experts in water quality and water protocols using ionized water. And I have actually done more research on this topic than anyone else to date. And I am actually in the midst of a clinical trial study getting kicked off the ground that will actually study the antioxidant effects of ionized water. So that's why, for those of you who are unaware of that, that's probably why John asked me this question, because a number of years ago I put together a booklet which is about to be re-released in October, that's on water protocols. And one of the water protocols that I researched in my own private practice was how to make this ionized water work more effectively for everyone, not just people with cancer, but particularly people who have a disease process going on. I found that ionized water done in a certain protocol really is effective. And while this is getting a little ahead of our talk, I'm just going to go ahead and answer his question. And that is that the way that it's best to drink the water, especially if there's a disease process going on, is that about 40 minutes before a meal, you would drink about 2 to 4 ounces of pH 11.5 water. And the reason for that is not because of the pH necessarily, but because of the antioxidant potential in that water. And then you would follow that by a big glass or up to a quart of pH 9.5 ionized water. And again, it's not about the pH, it's about the antioxidant properties in the water that we'll get to by the end of next week's show. You'll see why this question was important and how it all fits together. But I thought it was important since anytime we're dealing with somebody who's really sick, they want answers right away. So even though it was out of order in terms of the flow of this talk, I wanted to get that answered for you. Is that what you were looking for, John?
Thank you very much. You are the expert. So thank you
thanks.
Very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so now let's get back on this topic of why, you know, things that we find in our water can be so problematic, and then we'll move on to how we can get rid of them. So I wanted to finish this this topic about chlorine and vitamin C because I think it's absolutely important for you to understand this. And that is that that one of the things that chlorine does in our body is it creates all kinds of havoc. So our body is wise enough to know that. And so it uses vitamin C to mitigate the damaging effects of chlorine. So drinking chlorinated water will actually use up your vitamin C stores, or being exposed to chlorinated water will use up your vitamin C stores. Now, Linus Pauling, for those of you who don't recognize that name, Google him. He was a research scientist, and he researched vitamin C. Really, really preeminent researcher of vitamin C. And what he determined was that when you're exposed to chlorine, your body uses vitamin C stores to stop or repair the damage from the chlorine, and that if repeated exposure to the chlorine depletes your vitamin C stores so dramatically that the average person who is exposed to chlorinated water is nearly as depleted of vitamin C as someone with scurvy. And it was his research that led to some very interesting findings about heart disease and vitamin C. He determined that virtually all heart disease is related to a lack of vitamin C in the body. And he also related that there was this growing trend from World War II forward. There was a growing trend of chlorinating water systems. So before pre-World War II, there wasn't much chlorine found in water systems at all. But after World War II, more and more and more cities were chlorinating their water supplies as a modern attempt to disinfect water. And so at the same time that these cities were chlorinating water, and at the same rate they were being water was being chlorinated, rates of heart disease were rapidly rising at the same rate. So that's really quite something to think about. And, of course, most cities nowadays aren't simply chlorinating water. They're using chloramines, which are a combination of both chlorine and ammonia. And this combo is used because it takes longer for it to break down, so they believe that that's disinfecting the water for a longer period of time. But chloramines have been linked to really serious skin reactions and breathing disorders and so much more. And the problem is that these chemical substances on their own are really hazardous, but when they're combined with other chemicals in the water, they actually become really deadly poisons. And we can go on and on and on with regulated chemical additives like fluoride, but we're running really low on time today, and I want to get through couple of other topics if we can. But before we move on at all, I need to tell you that even if you are drinking bottled water, because I'm sure that some of you who've heard this stuff before rushed out and started drinking bottled water, or started, like I did in 1985, started having water delivered to your home in big plastic bottles, you know, in those little dispensers, or you go to somewhere and get reverse osmosis water or spring water, whatever, getting bottled water brought into your house. And while that water is technically a lot better for you, sometimes anyway, we'll get to that in a minute, the act of showering will actually create a huge problem. So unless you are filtering your water all along the way, once it gets into your house, unless your whole house has a water filtration system on it that is getting rid of some of these toxic chemicals, when you take a shower, that hot, steamy water, or when you take a bath, that hot, steamy water does a couple of things. It opens the pores in your skin, which is exactly what it's supposed to do. But when you open the pores in your skin, those contaminants in the water can penetrate through your skin at an even faster rate. If you haven't been listening to the series that I've been doing on chemicals in your environment and in your home and all of that, you want to go back to the archives and listen, because it'll help you understand some of how important some of this is. But these chemicals will actually get into your skin immediately. And as they're made into steam, you're actually breathing them in, and that is even more hazardous. So between breathing the chemicals in and taking them in through your skin, even if you are drinking good quality water, you are still exposed to these drugs. You're still exposed to the heavy metals. You're still exposed to all of the jet fuel and all of that, because you're breathing it in and you're taking it in through your skin, which acts like a sponge. So this is a huge problem. And so when we get back, I'm going to wind up the call today with a few different kinds of water filtration systems. And I know we won't even begin to get through the process, but we'll at least touch on it, and I'll be able to answer a couple of questions. So I want you to stay tuned, and I'll be back in just a moment.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Are you ready to create your sacred space everywhere and anywhere you go? Are you ready to change your life by creating a sacred partnership with your highest self? Do you often experience the endless daily grind in your life? A sacred space offers healing, comfort, and a personal sanctuary. A sacred space feels familiar, like home, and home always reminds you of who you are and the wonderful qualities that lie within you. Create your own sacred space. Personalize a room or space you choose. Add some decoration and color, or surround yourself with treasures and trinkets that connect with your heart. Take them with you when you travel. Create this sacred partnership that leads you to your haven of peace. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on this journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Everyone, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about water. And so I want to let you know that I did the second drawing during the last commercial break, and Donna from Tucson, Arizona, won another copy of the booklet, If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick? So I want to remind... this is her question, and we'll get to it in a bit. If I have an RO system, can a filter be added between that and an ionizer to add back the missing minerals? Will there be some minerals missing, and if so, how to replace? Okay, so I'm going to answer that for you in just a minute. I want to talk to you just a little bit about some different forms of filtration, and that would go on your whole house. There are a number of companies that produce really good quality whole house filtration systems that may not completely eradicate all of these problems, but they will eliminate a good number of them. You want to find whole house water filtration systems that contain carbon and KDF materials. KDF materials have been proven to reduce the most amount of general garbage out of our water, all kinds of nasty chemicals, including some of the heavy metals. So that's a really great way to start, is to make sure that all of the water that comes into your home or your, wherever you live has a KDF filter in it. Now, I know that if you live in an apartment complex, this is particularly problematic because you don't really have control over it. And if you live in a condo complex, you can have a little bit more control on it because you can petition. You also can petition to your apartment complex to add a water softener and a KDF filter to your water. The one of the ways that you can actually convince them to do this is that by adding those particular filtration methods, which are fairly inexpensive to operate, you do a couple of things. And one of them is that you save the plumbing, not just the faucets and toilets and all those expensive kinds of things, but also the even more expensive plumbing that circulates the water and throughout your building. So those are some ways that you can do a little bit of research on that, find a great price on those things, and really petition. Now, to answer an earlier question by Andrew Zonica, and that is, what about distillation and is it beneficial to our health? Well, we're going to talk about this in much greater detail next week, because as we can see, we're kind of running out of time for this hour. And so we can't cover them all in detail, but I'm just wanting to mention a few of the big ones. Distillation is a process where you boil water, and then when the droplets form from the steam that happens as you're boiling the water, it actually will run down a tube, and you theoretically have absolutely perfectly pure water until it hits the air. And then because that water is so oxidized and it's so empty, and water, H2O, does not like to be empty, and it has this, water has a property about it that actually can hold lots of other chemicals and lots of information. So pure, absolute, perfect distilled water that's coming straight out of the distiller before it's been contaminated with air or the plastic containers it's being held in or any of those things. This is actually pure water, but it's not actually really very good for you because of this very property of it being so neutral, so empty, that it will actually leach minerals from your body, from your body tissues. And so for a really short period of time, about 2 weeks, naturopaths and biological medicine docs like me would recommend that you do that as a part of a heavy metal removal regime. But after 2 weeks, it actually becomes, in my opinion and in my research and the people that I've tested who've been on it longer than 2 weeks, start creating some actual health problems. So while you might want to use it for your iron, you don't want to use it for your body. As far as reverse osmosis, I think that reverse osmosis is one of the very best ways for us to clean water and to get the maximum amount of impurities out of it without creating that totally empty space of that is distilled water. And there is a company, and if you were listening to those commercial breaks like I asked you to, you would have heard trythewaterfree.com. They are one of my sponsors, and one of the great things about that company is that they actually do have this way of using reverse osmosis, adding minerals back in, and allowing it to ionize. Now, for those of you who don't understand this or who haven't caught on yet, and we will get to it in much greater detail later, if you've been following my shows all along, you know that I'm a big proponent of ionized water. I don't represent any particular company, but I do highly recommend high-quality ionized water for this reason. I'm actually have noticed in my own private practice that numbers, people's test numbers were dramatically changing as a result of drinking ionized water, and I was one of those people. And so I had to study to find out why, and I did figure it out, and we'll be talking about that in much greater detail next week, and I'll be sharing with you more and more information on different kinds of water filtration systems and how we can kind of combine these different systems into making an ideal household system for your, a protocol for filtering water in your house or your condo or whatever, because I think this is absolutely important. No matter where you live in the world, having your water pre-filtered is absolutely important before you shower with it, before you cook with it, before you drink it, and even if you're ionizing it, you want it pre-filtered before it gets to that ionizer. Because the ionizer can only do so much. And like I said, we'll talk about that in much greater detail next week. But the situation is this, that contact trythewaterfree.com. Get on their website, give them a call, find out what they've been able to do to create this link between reverse osmosis and ionized water. You will find it really significant. I really believe that that's the best ionized water that you can drink, but it doesn't take care of that whole problem of showering. So you really want to look, as I said before, you want to look at a system that will filter everything as it comes in. carbon block filters and KDF are the very best, finest ways to get rid of the majority of those chemicals in your water. And Annette, who emailed a question, which was, is there any place in the world where we can find clean water, clean air, and good food? I'm sorry, but this is something that we all have to take on as a part of being citizens of the world. We have to stand up and do what's right. We have to hold the companies accountable. We have to do what we can do to create a better world. And so that all falls back on us as individual citizens of the world. So I want to thank you. I'm out of time, and this went by so fast, I didn't even get to share half of the information I wanted to today. So next week we'll be talking about more toxic things in the water. We'll be talking about more water filtration systems. So I do hope you'll join me. I want you to be sure and check out my blog, omgallergyfree.com, where I'll be posting lots of information, my Facebook page, Simple Health Network, my website, simplehealthnetwork.com, where you can get a lot more information, sign up on my mailing list, I can help keep you informed of everything that I find that I think is helpful. So thanks again for joining me. I hope you'll be on again next week where we get to even more information. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to next Wednesday. In the meantime, have an absolutely phenomenal and healthier week. I look forward to next Wednesday. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's simplehealthnetwork.com. And check out her blog, omgallergyfree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.